Many words in our language have different meanings depending on the context, different ways to use a certain word. One of those words is hot. Another, of course, is wet. I am, of course, talking about shower time. I don't know what you thought I was talking about. Anyway, imagine for me that you are climbing into the shower. It's something people do. It's something most people do. Some people prefer baths, but for this purpose it won't matter, because no matter how you get warm and wet, pet, I want you to imagine the toolbox of your mind. We all make associations between words. We choose words that give us the most pleasure to use. We choose to use the words the way we've been taught them. But we also form associations. If you have a phobia, then the mere name of the phobia can call up a fear of darkness or of something else. But in this case, I want you to make a new association, a new linkage in the mind. The word wet and the word hot, as they associate to taking a shower or a bath or otherwise getting clean in warm water. Well, when you wash, I invite your mind to make a link between the word hot and the hot water, to make a link between the word wet and the wetness of the water, and to extrapolate. Let's talk about extrapolation. When you touch your genitals, you feel pleasure, whether it's the head of a penis or the clitoris, whichever. You feel pleasure there when you touch them. And that pleasure sends spirals of bliss right up to your mind. That pleasure is wonderful. Now, extrapolation. Your mind interprets you pleasuring that part of your body as a good thing. It tells your body and mind that this is what you are feeling. Envision a situation where the nerve endings in your clit were copied, where the nerve endings in your penis, in the head of your penis, were copied. The nerve endings in your genitals, whatsoever that may be, were copied out over your entire body. Imagine, for example, that your head was the most sensitive part, whether the head or the clitoris, so that when you run warm water over your head and wash, you can feel everything as if you were manipulating your clitoris or the head of a penis in the same way. Your pleasure center is the top of your head, your entire head. Whereas, when you rub your chest or your thighs to wash, then that feels like the bottom of your penis or the base of your vagina or whatever is the lowest point of your genitals is being pleasured. So that your entire body becomes one big sexual organ mapped in that particular way. Well, I invite your subconscious mind to regard that as a pleasurable thing. And because your subconscious does what it finds pleasurable, I invite it to remap your genitals to your entire body every time that you get in the bath or the shower. Every single time, to the point where you cannot take a bath or shower, where you find it more pleasurable to always take a bath or shower where you feel, where you find it most pleasurable to take a bath or shower where you feel that your head is the most sensitive part of your sexual organs, your entire body, one large glistening part. You can feel things like sexual secretions running over your body. You can feel things like your entire body being touched by the bliss of arousal, to the point where when you shower or bathe, washing becomes an erotic fantasy experience of incredible depth and power. But there's more to it than that. You need to know that when you take a bath or shower, when you're in that warm, wet water that you know to associate with the warmth, the hot wetness, the hot absolution of your genitals on fire with need. Well, when you're in that, your body will be that. And the only way to get properly clean, the only way to end the effect so you can focus, is for you to orgasm and let the juices flow, to wash in with the water of the shower or the water elsewise. And the orgasm, you'll orgasm till all your energy is drained away down, drained away. So you need to orgasm right before you get out of the tub or shower so that all the uncleanliness and all of your negative feelings, everything, even your energy, drains away in pleasure, so that when you get out, you feel as if you've just had the best, most fulfilling sexual experience you can imagine with yourself. And you will have, because you were just one giant sexual organ tuned into the hot, wet immersion that takes on a much, much more significant meaning when all the nerve endings in your body are on fire with erotic bliss. Like exposing your entire body to that hot, pleasured wetness, as if you were one big sexual organ. And as you let that idea of the perfect sexual bath or shower enter your mind, let it percolate as we live through it now. In your mind's eye, see what will happen when you enter a shower. Your mind opens and remembers the definitions of hot and wet that work for showers. It remembers to remap your entire body to your genitals, nerve endings, so that when the first splash of water hits your head, it's like a stream of pleasant water right on the most sensitive part of your sexual organs, most sensitive part of the seat of your sexual desire, being hit with that sudden rush of water. Then you immerse yourself, and as you scrub your body, you're scrubbing your genitals with a gentle, needy feeling that you just can't describe except good. And you know that the only way you can end this tormenting, pleasured, blissful romp in the water is to come, is to rub all over your body until you've pleasured that sexual organ that is you. To rub the real thing as well, because the nerve endings in all your body will respond to you touching your genitals. It's a two-way street. You touch your head, you feel it on the most sensitive part of your genitalia. You touch down there, and you feel it on your head. But because your head is already the most sensitive part of your genitalia as well, it becomes a feedback loop of pleasure that you can't escape until the inevitable orgasm takes you and makes you come. And the more you think about that, the more your brain is filled with those anxious shower needs, the desire. Because in your mind's eye, you can see your body wreathing under the shower water. Of course, you will pay careful attention to your grooming, because I always want you to be nice and clean. But during that process, you'll experience the desperate pings of hot, wet, blissful, needy pleasure dashing through you, making every inch of you a fiery, desirous pit of need. To the point where this experience that you're experiencing now in your mind's eye is locked in. This is what happens when you shower or bathe. This is what happens. Your mind becomes capable of mapping your entire body so that it is the seat of your sexual pleasure, enlarging your genitalia until they cover your whole skin, making the whole of you open up and let the water run through, changing, controlling, driving you onward. To the point where, when I say shower or bath or hot or wet, your mind may creep back to now, to the memory of the pleasure and bliss of that shower. And as you slide deeper for me, let the body in your mind's eye wreathe and rub at its genitalia, the hot wetness of the shower running over you. It's so good. Just sit there and enjoy for a moment as you touch yourself in the dropping, dripping shower water. And as time goes by, as you sit this deep, you realize that your mind's eye is climbing toward a crescendo. You see, your mind can remember orgasms you've had before. So if you've come previously, your mind has those memories in its toolbox, and it's capable of giving you one. But it's also capable of giving you two orgasms. And in fact, your subconscious mind can simulate a hallucinatory sensation of an orgasm that took over your whole body, a mindgasm that flows from your subconscious out into your limbs and makes every bit of you shudder and shiver and vent your needy, negative energy down the drain, leaving you only feeling relaxed and blissed and leaving you needing more. And with every second that passes, as you realize that your brain has a definition of it, can map into the now and give you now, and you realize that the definitions of hot and wet will lead to shower fun every time, and as you realize that your body has already maybe been remapped so that you can feel your genitalia everywhere, it might be all right for you to take a break. Your mind is flowing away. Let everything become a blank. Let it become a palette for my voice to paint a masterpiece of blissful, pleasured fantasy for you, to give you an example of what will occur the next time you shower or bathe, which you might need to do right after we finish. Well, on that blank canvas, you can see yourself in your bathroom, the last place you took a bath or shower. Everything is ready, as it normally would be. The water is the perfect temperature. Feel yourself stepping under it, and it's like a wave washes from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, remapping your nervous sensations so that even the contact of your feet against the bottom of the bath, against the bottom of the tile, against whatever you're standing upon, even that sensation is too much to not feel incredible. And it does feel incredible. Feels incredible because it's as if the soles of your feet, the tips of your fingers, everything were part of one big sexual organ, and water is splashing against them. You might be sensitive at first, but slowly getting used to it, you can see in your mind's eye you losing it, rolling your eyes up or crossing them, going into spasms of pleasure, but focusing on washing yourself. But the process of washing brings too much pleasure again. You may need to stop. You may need to think. You may need to go, and wash more intensely. And of course, washing your hair will be a whole new sensation because your mind knows that the most sensitive part of your genitalia is mapped to your head, to the point where if you suck on something, if you lick something, if you gargle a little water, anything, it will lead to you feeling every taste bud, every bit of the inside of your mouth, every part of your lips, as if they were part of the most sensitive part of your crotch, sending the seat of your sexual pleasure driving into your mind like white-hot, oversexed fire. And in this particular moment, you can feel and know that. And in this moment, as you lead yourself on, you can feel building in you the shadow of the last orgasm that was good for you, the time that your mind is supplying, the orgasm you're going to be made to feel mapped over your whole body. It starts like just a thrusting of the hips. It starts like any other beginning starts, with a gentle sigh or a moan or a pleasured gasp, and then it spreads. You can feel it building, and you know that when you come, you're going to feel the top of your head dribbling with sexual secretions, dripping down to join the water, dripping down, being drained, and down the drain will go all your resistance, everything except pleasured trance. Now you can feel it. You're building toward that climax, building toward a sensation of bliss. As you touch your body in your mind's eye, just as you will touch it the next time you shower or bathe, you can see how every part of you is glistening with sexual secretions, with need, with sweat, with bliss, with water, with hot, with wetness. And now, as you feel that, you see that body running its hands, which are part of your sexual organ, over its stomach, which is another part. One hand going to the genitals, beginning to touch you, and then it's a double sensation, a feedback loop. You're touching yourself, and you feel like your genitals, and that makes your genitals react, and they feel like yourself. A never-ending loop of pleasure that drives you on toward that orgasm that's spreading out, spreading warmly from the seat of your pleasure, out to every inch of you until every bit of you is alive, is part of this orgasm. Now, I'm just going to leave you there. You may be shuddering, you may be shaking. I'm going to give you enough time to finish a massive full-body mindgasm. And when it's done, or when it's close enough, I'll return and we will discuss. I'll just be here listening. But even now, you are experiencing it. As in your mind's eye, your body reacts. Frenzied, irresistible, too focused on pleasure to fight. Why fight? Just good, so good. You can see yourself breathing and feel your body reacting and responding. Good job. And now, with every moment that passes, you get closer to that reaction, that response, that bliss. Now, I think that was long enough. Let your mind's eye fade out as the you in your mind's eye gets out of that shower and gets out of that bath, gets out of the water and begins to dry off. Of course, now that you've come, the feeling of being one big sexual organ would be gone, but there might be little residues, little residual flashes as you touch yourself, as you towel yourself off, and that is how it will be. Lock the fantasy and the ideas I have laid out for you into your mind. Make them part of your subconscious, because if anything feels good, God knows this would feel good. If you want this, then this will be. It might be something you try to fight, but all fighting will do is prove that your subconscious wants to make you feel good. It wants to thank you for all that time you've spent wide awake looking out for your body by letting you just go to sleep and enjoy. And if your subconscious thanks you in that fashion, you may find that the particular bliss which follows is all-consuming, an orgasm spread to every cell in your body 100-fold. Now on the count of 10, you're going to awaken for me. Simple and easy. But the thing is, with each count, you're going to imagine that warm wetness. In fact, you may be so back in that fantasy that by the time you fully awaken, when I ask you to, you might need to go take a shower or bath right away. 1, a little bit of waking. 2, you remember hot and wet. 3, your genitals can be remapped to your whole body. 4, your subconscious knows how to give you a big thank you orgasm that feels like it's coming from your whole body. 5, whole body, imagine that, every inch of you, from the backs of your knees to the top of your head, part of one giant cum. 6, a little more awake. 7, drifting up, but no less controlled by what we've decided here. 8, and it was a decision. 9, and you may have decided to go take a shower. 10, wide awake. Splish splash, pet. Enjoy yourself. I mean that in every possible way.